Chazal learn out from the Psukim in the 19th Perek in Shabbos that Mila is Docha Shabbos. So that's Mila Bizmana is Docha Shabbos and Mila on day 8. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Hey, wants to qualify or explain the halacha. The Gemara says, when is the only time a Mila is Docha Shabbos? Is only when, as the Pasuk in Parashas Zazria explains, is when there's two Masleda. There's a juxtaposition between Yom HaShmini Yimo B'Sar HaLoso and a woman becoming Tamei after childbirth, at childbirth. So therefore the Gemara assumes that only a woman who comes out from the natural area, she becomes Tamei, so for her, the Chiyuv is Mila on Yom Shmini. But if perhaps there was another type of birth, i.e. C-section, so then you wouldn't be Chayev to do Mila on day 8. So that's the whole discussion in the Gemara, whether a C-section baby can be done. In other words, can a C-section baby be done on Shabbos? Could you do a bris on a C-section baby? Like, what's the issue? Why do we discriminate against C-section? Because, as we said, the issue is, is it connected to Tumas Leda or not? If you assume it's connected to Tumas Leda, so then you can't do the bris. But if you assume it's not, so then you would be. So that's a discussion in the Gemara, and it seems to be a Sveika Dedina LaHalacha on whether a C-section baby Yechayev on day 1 or the first possible day the baby is healthy, or day 8. So since it's a Sveika Dedina, so therefore it's only a Suffolk Mila Bizmana. To be Docha Shabbat is only a Vadai Mila Bizmana. A Suffolk Mila Bizmana, we don't do a bris. So therefore, a C-section baby, you wait until Sunday, the next possible day, to do it. So that's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a C-section baby. The Poskim raised the following Shaila regarding other types of birth today with modern technology. But before we get to modern technology, the Gemara talks about in Chagiga, Zayin Amid Aleph, a case where a woman got pregnant in a bathhouse. Let's say a man will use the bathhouse first, and then the woman went in after, and she became pregnant. So the Gemara tells us. So Rabbeinu Hananel and that Gemara writes, this is a Maisa Nes. This is not a normative thing. This is a miraculous birth. And therefore, a woman does not become tummy upon this type of birth. It's like, we said she didn't become Tamei regarding the C-section. And therefore, if that's the case, Rabbi Hananel says, then this baby cannot be gemalt on Shabbos. So if a baby is conceived through bathhouse insemination, Rabbi Hananel writes that you can't do the Mila on Shabbos because it's not considered a normal birth. The question is, how does that fit in with modern technology, artificial insemination, in vitro? Are you allowed to do a bris Mila on Shabbos? I mean, it's a big hit because one of the Gemara talks about when the birth was different, C-section. Here, the birth is the same, it's just the conception is different. So Roshomo Zam and Orabach and the Mincha Shchomo, he has a Chakira on what's Pshat in Rabbeinu Hanana. What is he saying? What's Pshat that you don't do a bris on day 8 if it falls out on Shabbos? Is it because the conception was a Maisa Nes, and that's why she hasn't become Tamei at birth? Or no? It's an unconventional method. It's not the normative way of doing it. You only become tummy, and then most people get to have the baby through natural means. This is so. My nafkamina. Well, artificial insemination or in vitro fertilization, then not Meissenei. Science explains how it happens. However, at least at this point, it's still considered not the norm. So therefore, would a woman who had an if a woman gave birth through any of these means, and the baby was born on Shabbos, would you be able to do the bris on Shabbos? So Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to go with the second approach that she's not tamei because it's unconventional. So this is not normative. So therefore, she wouldn't become tamei, and therefore, she wouldn't be able to do the bris on Shabbos. And that seems to be the opinion of Rav Mordechai Willig, I believe, Rav Herschel Schachter, among others, and Rav J. David Black brings it down in his Sefer that obviously it's no one's business. You don't have to go tell anyone why. You could do a white lie and tell them, as the Gemara says, you're allowed to. You could lie for the sake of peace. So therefore, I mean, it's none of them business. You could just say jaundice or anything else. You don't have to tell them why. However, others, Rav Avadji Yosef, says that you do a bris on Shabbos. Either he goes with the first pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel, only a ma'isanes, or we don't pasken like Rabbi Chananel. I'm not positive that someone told me, Usher Weiss also might pasken that you could do the bris on Shabbos. So I won't. Because either we don't pass on a Rabbi Chanano, who we usually don't, or he goes with the first interpretation. So that's the pshat. So the Gemara modifies it. Certainly, if you're a C-section baby, no bris on Shabbos. There's a debate among the contemporary poskim whether through artificial insemination or IVF, whether the woman becomes tamei leida, and then whether you would be permitted to do the bris on Shabbos.